Hi, Gabrielle. I'm well. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Welcome to Rolling Out Star Studios. Such a pleasure to be speaking with you today.
Pleasure is all mine.
Yeah, so you are an award-winning actress, mother, entrepreneur, dynamic mom, I should say. We get a chance to see you all the time with your baby, Shady Baby. But you are now working with Ford on the new 2022 Maverick. What does it mean to you to be working on this new campaign with Ford?
It's huge. You know, as a Ford family, it means a lot that they even thought to want to partner with me. You know, it's one thing, you know, where you like something, but it's not always, you know, it's not always the case where they like you back. So it's nice that, you know, we both see the value in each other. But yeah, we've been enjoying Ford trucks for a while. I think, you know, some people saw that I gave Dwayne a rebuilt 1974 Bronco last year for Father's Day, and we had the Ford F-150 a few years back, and we loved it. And you know, I'm from Nebraska, so I'm a truck girl. I grew up with trucks, so this is just a natural, organic relationship. And to be promoting the Maverick, which, you know, more than anything, is the most affordable truck. You know, most of my family is still in Nebraska, and affordability is huge. So I love being a part of promoting a truck that, you know, my own family can actually afford and appreciate.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now let's get into this name, Maverick. It's such a strong name. What comes to mind when you hear the name Maverick, and what does being a Maverick mean to you?
Oh, geez. To me, when I hear Maverick, I think doer, creator, innovator, risk taker. And to me, that's been who I've been my whole career, whether just my mama would pay attention or, you know, the world. So I've always felt like a Maverick, and I know a lot of people feel like Mavericks inside, but you don't always get that outside validation. And this is about a celebration of how you feel about yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, for those of us who get up every day and is like, yo, I want to change the world in some kind of way, big, small. I'm doing it. I'm creating it. I'm innovating. That's what it means to me and why it's important to me. And I just wish more people would recognize the Maverick in themselves.
Yeah.
And also big up the Maverick and, you know, your loved ones. And when you see it, you know, give it a good looking out. Thank you, Jesus, because it takes Mavericks to change the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, being a truck girl yourself, like you said, and being from Nebraska, as a female, from a female's perception, what are some of the reasons why you think females will be drawn to this new truck?
I think in this day and age, we're all, you know, building and creating, and whether that be, you know, to come up with, you know, home gardening or home project, DIY. We have a lot of stuff. And, you know, it doesn't always fit in the backseat of a car. So having an affordable truck that's a hybrid, that you can throw things in the back and it still seats five adults, you know, that's where it's at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, and as women, like, you know, we are often tasked with saving the world. And especially, you know, as Black women, we are tasked with saving the world.
Absolutely.
And we need more space. We need more space. We need, you know, a car, a truck that can handle all the things that we have been, you know, that we put on our own shoulders and that the world puts on our shoulders.
Yeah. I've been a truck girl for as long as I've been a soccer mom, right? So I have teenage kids.
Exactly.
Yeah, I have teenage kids, and we've always driven SUVs and that type of thing. But in terms of some of the features, because that was always important to me when I purchased a new truck, right? So does it have enough room in the back for their gear that they need? Baseball, soccer balls, whatever it is. Like, in terms of some of the features, what makes this truck appealing? For women, of course.
To me?
Mm-hmm.
For women, well, yeah, for me. I can only speak for me, yeah. This woman. And hopefully I'm speaking for, you know, enough of us. Again, affordability. The fact that it's the most affordable truck, period, that's huge. It's under $20,000.
Wow.
That is a hybrid. That it gets, you know, that it gets so many miles to the gallon. It's, you know, it's, you know, so better for the environment, affordable, accessible, and they're cute. They're cute trucks. I don't want to be, you know, talking about something and you look at it and you're like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
It's cute. And it's a smart car. You know, it's a smart truck. So it's got like all of the Apple features. It's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Pretty dope. You got to check it out. Check it out.
Definitely, we'll be checking that.
It's affordable again.
You did. Yes, being a hybrid, $20,000. That's definitely appealing, especially for women, because we need the space, like you said, especially as you know the growing moms and the growing families, and we're the ones to save the world, so we have to make sure that we're carrying what we need to save the world. So that's
exactly.
Yeah, that's definitely a great thing. Well, I don't want to hold you too long. I do want to get into some of the projects that you're currently working on. In terms of new projects coming up, we always see you on TikTok. We always see you on social media. So we know that's where we can find you. But can you talk just a little bit about some of the new projects that you have coming up?
Yeah. We launched Shady Baby. That came out now a couple weeks ago.
Yay!
Debuted on the New York Times bestseller list. So that was huge. Mm-hmm. We have Shady Baby. I've got 2 days left on Cheaper by the Dozen remake. So that is really exciting for Disney Plus. You'll be able to catch that, I believe, in 2022 on Disney Plus. And then I start my baby, this movie I put together myself. I'm so excited with my production company. It's called The Perfect Find, directed by an amazing Black woman director, Numa Perrier. We've got Lala. We've got Keith Powers playing my love interest. Yes, I know he's a lot younger than me. He's kind of the point of the story. We've got Aisha Hines. Mm-hmm. We've got just an amazing, amazing, amazing cast. I'm really excited about that. So we start shooting that in New York in a couple weeks. And then I have another movie that hasn't been announced yet, so I don't know if I can say it yet. I shoot that right after I finish The Perfect Find, and that's for A24. That one's written and directed by Elegance Gratton, another amazing Black writer, director. I'm really excited. And then I have my production company that we're producing a lot of television and film. So that's exciting. I'm, you know, got Bitsy's Food that I went into partnership with a few years ago. I've got Flawless hair care line.
Girl!
I'm relaunching New York and Company. The first collection will be back in September. I really wanted to get my crew, you know, back and make sure I could try to provide bring as many jobs back
wow.
as possible.
Yeah.
I know I'm missing some things.
Listen, that's enough to make me tired just thinking about it. That is a lot that you have going on, and congratulations.
I have my other book, my follow-up to We're Gonna Need More Wine. That'll be out in September.
Oh, my God.
We Got Anything Stronger. I knew there was something else.
Wow. Well, congratulations. You're definitely an inspiration to women all over. And thank you for this interview regarding Ford and the 2022 Ford Maverick. I know it was a pleasure in working with them. And before we get out of here, last question. What was the best thing about working with Ford in this campaign?
Working with people whose morals and values are aligned with my own. These days, I don't take on any project that negatively impacts my peace, my joy, and my grace. And this project actually elevated those. So that's really what it all boiled down to.
Well, you are definitely blazing the trail. You hot on fire. You got a lot of irons in the fire, and you're doing it with grace and peace. And what was the last one you said? Grace and peace and
joy, peace and grace.
Joy, peace and grace. I love it, Gabrielle Union. Thank you so much for your time today. We're looking forward to this big debut with the Ford 2022. That's a tongue twister. 2022 Ford Maverick. We can't wait to see it. Can't wait to see the spot that comes out as well. Thank you again. You're doing some incredible things. Take care, and we will talk to you soon.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
See you, everybody.
Thank you.
Well,